With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bill O'Brien yesterday was asked about the workout that is supposed to take place for Colin Kaepernick on Saturday. NFL put this together. A lot of strange parts of this story, but Bill O'Brien was asked if he would be in attendance and if he's interested in Colin Kaepernick as a member of the Texans.
John, I'll tell you right now, I'm very focused on Baltimore, and I would never talk about anything that has relating to scouting or personnel, anything like that. So I just tell you, I am very – I mean, if you, like I said to you the other day, if you put the Baltimore film on, I mean, we got a lot to work on. We got challenging games, so we're very focused on Baltimore.
So not much there. And I wouldn't expect the Texans to really even need a quarterback at this point. You got Deshaun Watson. A.J. McCarron is one of the more established backups in the league, so it would make a lot of sense. But the whole thing seems a little bit strange. Eric Reed, the brother of Justin Reed, said he'll believe it when he sees it, says it seems disingenuous. There's reports coming out that Kaepernick was surprised by it, didn't know about it till the last second, but said he was ready to go, said he looks forward to seeing people out there, but they won't give him a list of who's going to be there. I'm really confused by it. I don't know what I'm supposed to make of this workout. But maybe you got a little bit more to add to this than me, OG.
Well, the story here is, you know, forget what Kaepernick did, what's going on, what you think about it. I think the story here is how the NFL is kind of taking a page out of the Astros PR book. I mean, they're messing this up. First of all, they scheduled the workout for a Saturday before an NFL Sunday. Not on an off day, which is normally the case on a Tuesday, where more NFL executives can attend. This is going to be basically they're going to send a couple of scouts, and he's going to have a workout. They haven't, as you mentioned, they didn't tell Kaepernick the workout until I think the Tuesday before, right? He doesn't know what the workout's going to be, if it's going to be whiteboard interviews on the field. Timing, etc. It's really, really bizarre. The other thing about this is he doesn't even know with whom he's working out. Does he have to bring his own people, his own trainers, etc.? This is the epitome of CYOA. I think that's what this.
Why
is.
Though? Why do they need to do that?
Well, I think this is why. Michael Silver had a really good thread on this.
It's unique.
Earlier, well, he works at SI. He's pretty good. Because he had all the details of it. But I think what's going on is they're like saying, in case this pending lawsuit between Kaepernick and the NFL,
I thought that already got settled.
It got settled, but I'm saying, but if it escalates, if they come back at him or whatever, they're saying, look, we gave him a chance to work out, you know, for all 32 teams. I think they're just covering themselves because this is very, very disingenuous. And again, forget what you feel about the dude or the NFL, depending on what side you fall on. I'm just saying this has got PR written all over it. And I just don't understand, you know, why now? The other part about this that's interesting to me is part of that why now is they're basically regurgitating everything by doing this. They could have easily just said, sent out a memo to
that's
all.
What I'm saying, isn't it in the NFL's best interest for this to not even be mentioned?
Ignore it, right?
Yeah.
But so that's why there has to be a reason that they've very publicly and very abruptly and very in a disorganized way said, yeah, we got to work out for Colin Kaepernick. By the way,
well, what does he have to lose if he really is, if Colin Kaepernick really does want to play football, if he's really ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
And according to ESPN, Dolphins, Lions, Falcons, Buccaneers, Redskins, Cowboys, Arizona Cardinals, they plan to be in attendance. If Colin Kaepernick truly does want to play football, what's the downside of this? What is the downside of
getting nothing. He said he's going to show up. I'm just saying the way they're handling it is clearly not sincere. It's not a sincere, hey, we welcome you back to our league.
Do you think that maybe they question how much he actually wants to play?
Well, this is a good way to prove it. But he's apparently, you know, he's been getting up and still working out.
Yeah, he puts out workout videos. But yeah. do you not think that maybe it's possible that they just don't think that he's really wanted to play as much as he's leading on?
Absolutely possible.
Because when I looked at the lawsuit, and I think it just kind of they kind of just swept it aside. But he was supposed to just get like a king's ransom for the mm-hmm. lawsuit, right?
Right, right.
He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So there had to have been something. There had to have been something in that lawsuit that led to him settling. Because if there truly was collusion and there was zero doubt that Colin Kaepernick was trying to play, just from the outside looking in and looking at the results of the lawsuit, it seems like maybe there was maybe some skepticism as to whether or not he actually wanted to play as much as he's letting on.
Well, but he's answering that. Despite being told abruptly, no warning or very little warning, 3 days basically, despite all that, despite NFL teams not really being able to send their best scouts or coaches or GMs because it's on a Saturday before game day.
They have planes. Let's be honest. They can go.
But Landry, this is.
I mean, the coaches.
This is not
going.
The best way to bring a guy into a workout.
For sure.
They're going to send scouts, and that's it. Just scouts, not guys who make the decisions. You know what I mean? And then the other part of it, you listed about 6 or 8 teams that said, yeah, we're going to have somebody there. Most, like Bill O'Brien, are not even saying whether they're going to be there or not. I mean, clearly he's staying away. A lot of teams are staying away from him.
But I don't think he should.
What do you mean?
I don't think Bill O'Brien should be there.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
They were asking him about they were asking about the Texans being there, and he said, yeah. I got more important things to worry about.
Why do they need a quarterback?
What's so hard about saying yes? We'll have someone there.
But what if he's not? What if he's not going to have someone there?
What's so wrong with saying we're not going to have someone there? Most teams, most coaches, this guy is nuclear for a lot of teams in the NFL. And yet the NFL rehashes and regurgitates everything again. There's got to be a bigger reason here. And it's got to have
I think he's going to get signed. I think he's either going to get signed or it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. I think at this point, I think he's either going to cancel the last minute
mm-hmm.
or I think he's going to get signed. I think this is I think this is the opportunity for him to either go out there and do his thing or cancel. But I could see either one of those. But I think if this workout does happen, I think he's going to get signed.
But you have to see, it's just bizarre. It's insincere. If he signs, he doesn't sign, I don't care. I just find it that there's a lot work at work here, and it's not we're going to finally give Colin Kaepernick his chance, because they're not really giving him the best chance to excel. He's going to show up, and maybe he is going to excel, but they're not doing it the right way, and it's just curious how, you know, like NFL teams, are you going? I don't know.
My thing is this, and this is just going back to it. If how are they not? I know it's a bizarre workout, but how is he not getting a chance? If he truly, and he says. That he has stayed ready, he's working out all the time, he wants to be on a team. If that is truly the case, then why is this not a good opportunity for him? Just because not every GM is going to be there, there's still going to be people there. You're still going to get a chance to show your skills. So if he truly does want to play, then why is this setting him up for failure? Now, if he's out of shape, he's not ready to go.
That's on him.
Then that could be the end of it.
Yeah.
But I've been under the impression, just based on what he doesn't really speak, but like what people say, what everyone is saying, is that this guy has been ready. He wants to play. He's ready to go. And if that's the case, put on your cleats, go out there, and show him what you got.
Right.
Because you're getting a chance. No. Not everybody gets this chance.
No, he is. He's saying he is. I mean, he's doing that. What I'm saying is, for them not to give him a huge, huge figure in the NFL like this, who is polarizing and has a lot of people on both sides, you know, saying he does or doesn't deserve a chance, for them to say, hey, how about Saturday, and tell him on Tuesday, that's insincere. I don't see how you can say that's a sincere opportunity the NFL is giving.
I don't see any way you can say that. All right. It's not the ideal warning for him,
yeah.
But it's an opportunity that few guys get.
Right.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that would love this chance.
The opportunity, heck, if they told you that, you'd show up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get that.
I mean, is it perfect? No. But there's a lot of quarterbacks that won in the league
and they're also kind of stacking a lot of the deck against him with the fact that this is not a decision that a scout can make. This is not, hey, let's sign Kaepernick. You know, imagine a scout.
The scout just shows up with the whistle.
Shows up at Bill.
Just calls, hey,
I just told Cap we're signing him. Hey, Bill, can I get Bill O'Brien, Nancy? He's in a meeting. He's getting ready. Oh, he's on a plane. He's on a plane to Baltimore. Oh, can you call the plane? Nancy, call the plane. Connect me through to Bill O'Brien. This is Jerry.
It does seem like there would be a little more into it.
I've only been scouting for a week, but I'm at the Kaepernick. I just told him we're signing him, okay? Come on, man. Let me ask you another question.
Surely they talked about it before, though, right?
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying it's just not, it's not the best hope. And forget what you think about the dude. I got another question for you that this made me think about.
I don't think anything bad about the dude, so don't, I'm not saying that.
No, I like your questions. It's a good back forth. Yeah. It's a good back and forth, but here's what else I thought of.
I just wonder how much he really wants to play.
Right.
That's my thing. I think the last 3 years, I think there's been somewhat of a disingenuous thing from him where I wonder how much he wants to play. And when you see what the lawsuit was settled for, not as much as we thought it would be, it makes me think that possibly somewhere along the lines with the emails and all the crap that goes into that, that maybe there were some people in the NFL, and they can't say anything about it, that wonder just how bad he wanted to play and how much.
Right.
Because let's be honest. If, mm-hmm. if we're being real with each other, and that, and that's all we can do. As far as branding and all that, mm-hmm. and a lot of great stuff has come from what Kaepernick did. A lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
And I know he's a football player, but as far as branding, it benefits him not to play. I mean, the whole Nike,
I think that's arguable, but well, I see your point.
What was the whole Nike? He got a Nike shoe deal. What was the whole thing?
Yeah, do it. What was the
stand up for something, yeah. even if it means sacrificing everything.
Yeah.
You don't have that slogan as soon as you go on the field.
Yeah.
If he would have played, you don't have that. You don't have that slogan. So it's almost like from a brand perspective, it might benefit him not to play again.
That's arguable.
But I know football players play football.
That's arguable, but it's a good point. And somebody texted, he's getting a look at all the workouts are going to be recorded. This is Colin
Kaepernick. Recorded?
This is Colin Kaepernick.
Recorded.
This isn't, you know,
Gary and Conley having an open workout. Is someone going to send their video staff?
Yeah. Jerry's going to actually pack his own video camera. Jerry, the bottom scout. He's gonna videotape it on his phone.
The other thing is, don't isn't like an interview process with him just as important as a workout?
Yes. Yes. Jerry will handle it.
So an NFL owner is going to send Jerry, the low level scout, to do the interview.
Hey, can you put me through to Cal McNair? Who is this? Jerry. Jerry who? I've been scouting for about a week and a half. All right. Hey, Cal. I interviewed Colin. We're signing him. Come on, NFL. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? Oh, back to the question I had for you. Maybe we'll come back and you can
Let's
answer.
Let's come back with it. That's the OG okay. John Lopez, Landry Locker.
Do boycotts work?
Do boycotts work? That's the question. Also, this isn't the only thing going on in the NFL. There could be some changes coming, but are they for the better? In the Loop continues next. All right, John, you had a question before we went to break. We're going to talk about some potential changes in the NFL. In the hits, too, is there a double standard around town? Because
mm-hmm.
I think there might be a little bit of a double standard when it comes to James Harden and a member of the Houston Astros. We'll get into that at 11:40. I really do. I really, really do, and I think you should be getting the Harden treatment right now. I really, really do. We'll get into that at 11:40 when we play the hits. But, OG, you had a question. Lay it on me.
Well, this whole NFL tryout thing with Kaepernick got me thinking, do boycotts work? Remember people on during the Kaepernick thing, well, I'm boycotting the NFL and, you know, Nike and all that stuff. And that's fine. That's fine. You know, I'm not passing judgment one way or the other. What I am saying is I don't know if I've ever seen a boycott work outside of a work stoppage, like actual people walking out of work. You know, I'm going to boycott fill in the blank. I don't think they work. Nike stock right now is trading at a 5-year high. The NFL this year is going to make $15 billion.
Because people don't really boycott. I think it's a lot of lies.
You talk about Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, look, man, like Chick-fil-A's had controversy. Like they've had mm-hmm. controversy. Mm-hmm. I think with homosexuals or something like mm-hmm. that. I'll tell you this, if I was gay, I'm still eating at Chick-fil-A. Like the founder of Chick-fil-A could come out and say, Cassandra, Mike, Kalen, that's my immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
They're all idiots. They suck. They're terrible. I'm in that drive thru after the show. I don't really like the product, I still go to the product. Like Nike, I know that there's a lot of corrupt stuff that goes on with how Nike produces their shoes. I got checks on my feet today. Like, I'm not one that really tries to get too deep into products. There are some products that are good to support, and they have some good causes, but I'm eating Chick-fil-A regardless.
The only 713-572-4610. What's the longest you've ever boycotted something? Because the only thing I've ever...
Like for Lent?
Like for like whether Lent, it's maybe a moral or a personal or whatever reason, like you've actually...
I've said I was, but I haven't.
That's my point. I don't think boycotts...
I've said I was.
I
said I was going to stop watching Monday Night Football because of Booger McFarland, and I'm in here talking about that ish every
Tuesday.
I'm
here to tell you, there are a couple of things that, you know, whatever, they bothered me, and that the boycott lasted maybe 6 months or a year. And I'm like, you know what? I really like it, though. I think I'm going to go back. Like, people have boycotted a number of things from, you know, for a number of reasons. What's the longest you've ever boycotted something?
I boycott.
The only thing I've ever kept boycotting is something I didn't like in the first place. Like, I had a bad experience at, all due respect, because I know they might be sponsors. It's just not my cup of tea. I had a bad experience at Red Lobster when I was, like, 25.
But you kept it to yourself, right?
But I don't like Red Lobster. So I've never eaten it. It's not like I boycotted it.
Bread goes
it.
Hard, I just man. Don't. That well, cheese no, bread goes
in. Hey, I've had this argument. My family likes Red Lobster. I just don't like it. It's you know, and so you can call it a boycott, but I think it's more like it's just not my cup of tea.
I think if Texas is playing on Fox and Tim Brando and Spencer Tillman are calling the game, I mute it and listen to the radio.
So you boycotted.
I don't know if that's boycotting, though, because I'm still watching.
It is, because you're not listening to them.
Yeah, I put it on the radio if Brando and Spencer Tillman are calling my game.
What about, like, for morality purposes? You know,
morality?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing?
No.
Figgy, you ever boycotted anything?
I wouldn't call it boycott, but I did stop going to a certain clothing place because of the way, because of my experience.
Yeah, that, see, that's like me.
It was one of my favorite clothing spots.
I'm talking about like,
good job not mentioning it by name.
You're making a conscious decision. I don't like what this fill in the blank, whether it's a company or whatever, is doing. I am boycotting. Yeah. I thought
the boycott's supposed to be kind of temporary a little bit until they change their ways.
Like
I just stopped going.
Yeah. Has a boycott ever worked, is my question. No, I can't think of a boycott.
You know the worst kind of guy?
What's that?
Is letter to the boss. I'm not gonna do this anymore, guy.
Like, oh,
if you're gonna quit doing something, just quit. Just shut up. Like the letter to the boss. Like, oh, I'm so mad. I'm not gonna do this anymore. Just keep it to yourself, buddy. Mm-hmm. Like that is the worst. That is the worst kind of guy right now. The letter to the editor, letter to the boss type guy. Mm-hmm. The worst. The absolute worst.
The people are weighing in on this, like places that they haven't eaten or whatever, but. One said, you know, he boycotted this steakhouse, but like he had food poisoning. See, to me, I'm talking about like a moral, you know, conscious decision to boycott something. And like a lot of places have been like, we're going to boycott. Don't eat there anymore. Don't shop there anymore. It never sticks. I don't think, I'm here to tell you today, I don't think boycotts work. I just don't.
In this day and age, I think it made the company bigger because we're talking about the boycott.
Yeah.
Talking about the company.
Yeah. And sometimes when you boycott, it's not smart because you're really not boycotting what you think. Like there's been, I won't mention it, but there's been like food places in the past where like the face of the food company has maybe, you know, said some controversial things or whatnot. But the reality is, there are people of all types that are franchisees of that place. So it's not like just because the face of a food spot says something, if you boycott it, you're not just harming that person. You're harming a lot of hardworking Americans that are franchisees of that. So it's really sometimes the boycott when you think you're doing something, it's pointless.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
And it also feeds into my theory that, you know, just spell the name right. A lot of these companies, you can't pay for that. I mean, you do, but you'll pay through the nose for that kind of publicity and advertising. And getting back to how this started, I think Kaepernick is a great example. You know, his speaking fees are like in the millions. You know, I mean, he's getting millions of dollars just speaking.
Just spell the name right.
Yeah.
Just spell the name right.
Spell the name right.
COG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig. Send in your boycott stories to 713-572-4610. A new CBA could be in place as early as February in the NFL. There's a couple changes that stick out here. I want to hear what you got to say about these, OG. A 17-game regular season which might include one neutral site game for every team each year, which could fuel the London craze and all that kind of stuff. The NFL trying to expand. This would also shorten the preseason and can pave the way for expansion of the playoff field from 12 teams to 14. I actually kind of like this. I don't mind one extra game.
I don't mind one extra game if you take away the preseason, and that is allegedly part of this as well. Preseason is just a giant waste of time. I think we can all agree on that now. But there are like so many parts to this that I love and then I don't love. It's really interesting. 17-game regular season, I'm fine if you get rid of the preseason. I think they're probably just going to shorten it to maybe one or two games. But it also, and this is what I'm, I don't know if I'm, I like it or not. I'm kind of indifferent. I'm trying to reserve judgment. Everybody's going to have a neutral site game. Well, that tells me London, right? I mean, that tells me everyone's going to play in London.
Pretty
obvious. You know, all the teams are, or another neutral site game, maybe Mexico City or whatever. I don't know if I like that or not. That's a big hiccup in the middle of every team's season, you know?
Yeah, well, if there was playoff expansion, only one team would get a bye. So you would have seven teams in
each conference.
I do
like that.
That would be fine. By the way, playoff expansion does not require union approval. So the owners could just do this on their own, which means it's probably going to happen. There's talk about money and revenue and stuff. I don't really care about the percentages of that. Figure that out for yourself. That's for like former players like Wade Smith.
There's one part of that that I think is interesting, though.
What's that?
They're considering redoing the rookie wage scale, and I like that a lot. You know who else is going to like that a lot? I think this is what they're going to do with it. Nobody's told me. It wasn't in this report either. I think they're going to adjust skill position players' length of contracts, like running backs in particular. You know, if a running back, whatever the level of achievement accomplishment is, after 2 years reaches that, I think they can redo their deal because running backs just don't play that long, you know? And we're seeing all these running back holdouts. Some of them are older, but some of them are younger. Like Elliott could have gotten his deal earlier and saved the Cowboys a couple of dollars, and he would have gotten more money as well. I think they're going to adjust the rookie salary scale. I like that. And then there's the less punitive marijuana.
Get with the times.
Yeah.
Get with the times. Players don't need to be suspended for lighting up a J or rolling a bleezy. So I think that's going to come. That's just outlandish. You know, MLB players, you don't see them suspended for weed or.
Right.
You don't think NBA players are smoking weed?
Tell me the ones that aren't.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. I've actually twisted up with an NBA player before.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don't try your guessing game. Don't you dare try your guessing game.
I know exactly who it is.
Yeah, you probably do.
Former Rocket, white dude.
The OG John Lopez.
May
Landry
or may
Locker.
Not have played for the Mavericks.
Biggie Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Deshaun Watson, he Hot wouldn't girlfriend. Mind winning the MVP. Girlfriend or girlfriends?
Actually several.
And the Texans roll the dice on another failed first-round pick. Plus, there's a double standard in regards to the Rockets and Astros, and I'm going to call it out next. There's a double standard between the Rockets and Astros we'll get into in just a second. But the Texans, they claimed a first-round pick from 2016, Vernon Hargreaves from the University of Florida. Disappointing season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year. Started out with a pick six in week one, then had a 12-tackle game against Carolina, which was concluded by forcing Christian McCaffrey out of bounds on the Panthers' final offensive play. However, he was benched in Tampa's game on Sunday against the Cardinals and released, and the Texans were the only team to claim him. Here was Bruce Arians last Sunday following the Tampa Bay win over Arizona talking about why he benched the newest Houston Texan cornerback.
It looked like you took Vernon Hargreaves out of the game there for quite a bit in the second half before he came back in for MJ Stewart. What was the reasoning behind that?
He didn't look like he was hustling to go make that tackle.
Which tackle was it particular that you were disappointed
it's
with his hustle?
Too far back now. He's chasing somebody across the field. He wasn't running fast enough.
Man, that's a bad look. That's a bad look for Hargreaves. It's a cardinal sin. You talk about some of the cardinal sins in the NFL. That's not hustling, not, quote, playing hard is one of the worst things you can do. So the Texans picked him up.
Yep.
But I kind of like it, man.
No, it's worth it. It's worth the roll of the dice. You get a look at him. They picked up his fifth-year option, so you basically get him on a one-year deal if you like what you see next season. He's got a lot of talent. And I also think that maybe like we've spoken about with other guys in the past,
mm-hmm.
you're from Florida, you play your college ball at Florida, then you get drafted by an NFL team in Florida. Sometimes it's just better to get away from home. And maybe that's what happens with Vernon Hargraves, and maybe the Texans get the most of him. But there is something more to this story, because this was Bruce Arians yesterday. And this is a guy that, I mean, he speaks real talk, but he's not usually just going to come out there and throw haymakers at his former players. This was Bruce Arians yesterday after Hargraves was released and after he was picked up by the Houston Texans, talking about what went into the decision and why maybe that decision was made.
What was the overriding reasons for your waiving of Vernon Hargrave?
The statement said everything.
How difficult was it to make that decision given your injury situation at the cornerback position?
Not hard.
Not hard.
When we first met with you, your first day here, you had said something along the lines of, you know, you're going to play hard or you're not going to play here. I mean, for you, is that the ultimate, you know, if anything from your guys, you want them to go all out? I mean, if not hustling, is
two
that
two things you can, yes. You control your attitude and your effort. All right. You don't control a lot of things, but you control those two, and they better be good.
Mm.
When you talk about accountability, is this an accountability type move?
Yeah, I really want to get into it, but it's a decision Jason and I made.
Is it a matter of something that's happened, just a snap decision, or cumulative when you release a guy in the middle of the season?
No, it's a cumulative. It's a cumulative thing.
Mm.
I mean, he dragged him through the mud.
Mm.
When you consider the source, Bruce Arians, who players love and is considered a player's coach and very rarely throws anyone under the bus.
Good Lord.
Drafted, you know, likes, you know, he'll handle guys that are, you know, maybe a slightly questionable background. Drafted Tyrann Mathieu in Arizona. Players love him regardless of their history. And then this guy, he does the exact opposite. I mean, so there's a lot of baggage with him right now. Can a simple change of scenery fix it? I mean, that's what the Texans are banking on.
It's worth a look. I mean, you didn't give up a draft pick. You get a look, and God knows the Texans could use corners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my goodness. But the problem is, if you talk to scouts and you listen to what they're saying, he struggles in space. And how do the Texans' corners play?
In space, to be honest, with that cushion that they give, and that we had the audio of that as well. Like, one of his weak spots, as good as he was coming into the draft, was in space.
We'll get to know him a little bit. I'll tell you what, he is a giggly mofo. Mm-hmm. We will get to know him a little bit at 12:40. I'm not overselling that. I can 100% promise you. Texans versus Ravens in 3 days. Deshaun Watson, talk about the MVP right now. Is it Lamar Jackson? Is it Deshaun Watson? Do you give a rat's butt?
I mean, it's cool, I guess. You know, it's kind of all that I can really control is, you know, performing, you know, on the field, and then everything else is to the voters and whoever, you know, decide on that decision. My ultimate goal is trying to win as many games as I can to get to that ultimate goal. If it's deserving for me, then I'd do it. But, you know, if not, then, you know, best to the, you know, whoever, you know, wins that award.
He's doing what quarterbacks do, downplaying the personal, making it more of a team thing. But in his heart, I mean, this guy.
Everybody wants to
win guy,
MVP.
This guy.
Nobody doesn't. Not like, there's not a single athlete in the history that has said, I don't want to win the MVP.
No, I know, but I think he's handling it the right way.
Like, yeah, of course.
You know, it's about the team. I mean, he's Deshaun. I mean, he's the team guy and all that. But you know, I mean, you always know who the other quarterback is, and they always say the same thing. Well, you know, I don't play on defense.
I don't play. Yeah, it's all about the ultimate goal.
Well, tell that to Marino in Montana.
Give me a cliche. Give me the ultimate player cliche right now. Pretend that John Lopez is up for MVP. This is even hard to imagine. my gosh, I got an imagination.
I am MVP, baby.
All right. Mr. Lopez, how would you feel about winning MVP of the season?
Oh, it's not about personal accolades. It's about the team. And anything that comes my way, I have to credit my teammates. They got me here.
You play the game for one reason,
mm-hmm.
and one reason only, to hoist that Lombardi trophy at the end of the season. That stuff's going to take care of itself.
Mm. Oh, that's a classic.
Individual accolades without reaching the ultimate goal, they don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just focused on being a better player each day. Uh-oh.
Jeff Passan from ESPN reporting about 30 minutes ago. It just is really crossing my path right now. Major League Baseball's investigation into illegal sign stealing is expected to expand beyond the 2017 Astros and include the 2019 Astros allegedly using technology to aid hitters.
No.
Sources familiar with the
situation. They were the best team in baseball at home this year.
Sources familiar with the situation have told ESPN.
Fake news. Fake news.
Was that Jeff Luhnow?
Here, what do you think about this, Jeff? Jeff, what? Okay, I got you, Jeff.
Just to expand on that, according to Jeff Passan, it's going to include 2019 Astros, possibly even other teams. Now, overnight, there was news that Carlos Beltran and Alex Cora were going to also be interviewed along with AJ Hinch. But this is new. This is they're now investigating the 2019 Astros as well as perhaps other teams. The investigation has already begun, sources told Jeff Passan. League personnel contacting people from the Astros, Boston Red Sox, and Boston Red Sox so far.
All right, so let's just do this. Astros fans, repeat after me. Who gives a rat's butt? That is the right approach in situations like this. Don't blindly,
when you're the one accused
don't
of cheating.
Blindly deny. Don't call out the messengers. Repeat after me, who gives a rat's butt? Embrace it. Don't deny, because that's when you start looking foolish.
Or as John McClane
McGuire was not on steroids. You can't tell me Mark McGuire was on steroids.
God, I still feel dumb about that. Anyway.
I'm not here to talk about the past. Lance Armstrong cured cancer. He did not dope.
Can you do both? I think, remember when this thing broke, we're saying it's MLB is going to take this very, 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 very seriously. And they are.
We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Texans practice report. Laremy Tunsil, Bradley Roby, Titus Howard, Tashaun Gibson, all limited at practice yesterday. I got to think these guys are going to be on the field. Probably just taking it easy, but it'll be interesting to see. The Rockets. Shout out to the Rockets. Big win yesterday, 93-102. No Eric Gordon for the Rockets. No Paul George for the Clippers. But James Harden was cooking.
Harden, deep. Got it. James Harden. From the parking lot.
Thanksgiving's going to be a little interesting.
47 points for Harden.
In the Rivers household. You saw that, I'm guessing. Austin Rivers begging the officials to tee up his dad, who got teed up.
And got ejected.
That's going to be an interesting Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Nah, they know. They're competitive.
I actually love that. That tells you how much they love each other.
They're competitive.
You know, yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They couldn't care less. I love Doc Rivers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This Clippers team, I don't want to hike my leg on a big win for the Rockets. It was a good win. They're built for the playoffs.
They're good.
They're built for the playoffs. Like, this team is perfectly built for the playoffs. They're going to be a tough out. A small win for the Houston Astros, though. Didn't win the World Series. Yordan Alvarez, unanimous rookie of the year. And now, another piece of hardware for your Houston Astros, Justin Verlander, the Cy Young Award winner.
Ground ball to third. Toro is there. His throw in time. Justin Verlander, another exclamation point in a Hall of Fame career. His third career no-hitter.
First of all, I think Astros fans were thrilled that Verlander won instead of Gerrit Cole.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, if Gerrit Cole would have won, would he have accepted it as a member of the Astros or a representative of himself?
Of himself? Yeah, exactly.
And number three, I got to say this because we are a fair show.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Verlander should be getting treated like James Harden did when he won MVP but had a bad exit in the playoffs.
Yeah, kind of.
This is exactly.
Drive for show, didn't putt for dough.
This is Justin Verlander's ERA in the regular season. It was 2.58. In the World Series, it was 5.73, and he was 1-4 in the postseason. Mm-hmm. If you're going to criticize James Harden for only performing in the regular season and then struggling in the playoffs and not coming up big, Justin Verlander deserves that exact same treatment because he, let's be honest, he was awful. For what he was,
one of
the
biggest reasons
season,
you couldn't get it done.
He was one of the main reasons that they didn't get it done. 1-4 when he was on the mound in the postseason, an ERA of nearly
0-2
six
in the World Series.
Nearly six in the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
He deserves Harden treatment.
I thought Gerrit Cole was the better choice, to be honest. But you couldn't go wrong either way if you're basing it on the regular season. Justin Verlander got 17 first place votes, 13 second. Gerrit Cole got 13 first-place votes, 17 second. So at least the voters, every single vote, there wasn't some numbskull that said, oh, I think I'm going to put Mike Minor, you know, as the Cy Young Award winner. They all said either Cole or Verlander, every voter. So that, I mean.
Mike Minor
got one vote, one third-place vote.
Who the hell, is that Evan Grant? Was it a Rangers beat writer?
Rangers. Like, Charlie Morton was third. Shane Bieber was fourth. Lance Lynn from the Rangers was fifth. Eduardo Rodriguez from the Red Sox, sixth. Lucas Giolito from the White Sox was seventh. And Mike Minor got one third place
vote.
Dude,
I'll tell you what. The Rangers are heading in the right direction.
They got some good young pitching.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in on Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. They're opening a new stadium. I don't know if they're going to be trying.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be trying to get him.
Yeah.
He kind of seems more like a Dallas guy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I mean, but he's more of a California guy. But if he had to stay in Texas, more like a Dallas.
He's
guy.
A little more bougie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah. He's yeah. Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. If he was, if I had to put him in a city in Texas.
Oh no, Austin. Dallas.
No, hell no.
He's kind of Austin's more progressive.
He ain't no hipster. You're judging him by his hair. You're judging
and
him
he's
by his
from
hair.
From California.
Hit the RC, Figgy.
No,
you're judging him by his hair.
When did hair become a race?
You are acting like one of those one of the people, the generation above you, who would just call everyone with long hair a hippie and tell them to cut their hair. You're making assumptions about Gerrit Cole because
of his
hair.
When did hair become a race?
You know what I mean. You're
but he's more progressive dude like Austin, kind of. No. He's not buttoned up.
Have you been
up.
To Austin lately?
Is it more tightly wound than it used to be? I haven't been in
hell
about a year.
No.
Well, that's my point.
Hell no.
That's my point.
Not even close.
I need
Figgy,
to go back
you ever
to
been
Austin.
To Austin?
Nah, I never been.
I love Austin. You'd love
Figgy's
Austin.
Dressed like he belongs in Austin.
Yeah, you
today.
Are. Yeah, you
yeah,
look
Figgy,
like...
he belongs in Austin right now.
Right there in...
yeah, he's got the beanie on.
Call
he's
it
got
SoCo?
The shirt. Yeah, he's got the shirt.
South Congress.
he's got the hair showing.
Mm-hmm.
Figgy could be out there on 6th Street rolling a doobie or something like that.
Or playing
that.
A guitar. With a hat on the ground.
With barefoot?
Yeah.
Barefoot with flip-flops?
Playing Neil Young.
Rolled up jeans. Was Neil Young one of your favorites, baby
He's
boomer?
Good. But, I mean, every single musician in Austin puts a hat on the ground and starts playing Neil Young. I'm like, get over it, dude. Play something else. That was cool when I was here as a college student.
Do you ever put a dollar in when someone's playing
Always.
Some music?
Always.
Really?
Yeah, if it's good.
You do. You should treat that like.
Yeah, it's a service.
Sometimes I'll give a homeless person a dollar or something mm-hmm. like that without any like skills. But
yeah.
I think whenever someone is playing music,
mm-hmm.
you got to treat it like American Idol.
Right.
You got to treat it like, you know, this person is either getting a tip or they're not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got
to
do.
Street musicians need to get rid of Neil Young, man. I love the dude. He's a legend. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I had albums of his. But hey, hey, my, enough. You know? I mean, it's enough of that stuff.
Dude, you are pissing off a lot of people right
He's
now.
He's great. Man. But musicians, show me your wares.
You are pissing off a lot
hey,
of people right
hey,
now, dude.
My. I can sing like Neil Young. Anybody can sing like Neil Young. I want to see your range. I want to see your talent. You just got to whine a little bit.
What is wrong with you?
I'm telling you. I'm giving you an answer.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
By the way, did I tell you I got cussed out for giving a homeless dude a couple bucks?
Why?
It was when I lived at my old spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mom and pop shop. They actually mm-hmm. sold it recently.
Yeah.
I don't know where they went, but the lady, like, she was cussing me out in Chinese. But then she, like, said it afterwards. She said it in English because she says, when I give them $2, that means they just hang around the business and then that scares off people for the
That's
business.
It's not your problem.
I mean, I liked her. Like,
why
I,
didn't
I
she call
the
authorities?
Time. I mean,
you're just helping out a dude.
I mean, I get where she's coming from, though.
This didn't happen to me, but a good friend of mine
okay.
got like...
We know what this means.
No, this isn't straw man. This is legit. No. I was talking to him just the other day, and you reminded me. He was like at some sandwich, like a Schlotzky's or something. So he got his Schlotzky's, and then got an extra small sandwich because there was a homeless dude out there. And so he got in his car, drove to the corner where the dude was, offered him a sandwich. The dude said, no thanks. He wanted money.
He didn't want a Slotsky sandwich?
Who doesn't want a Slotsky sandwich?
What the hell is wrong with that guy?
He said no thanks to that.
Living good.
Man.
Living good. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. The anticipation of the game in 3 days through the roof. But there's a game tonight in the NFL that has playoff implications as well, and we'll tell you who you should be rooting for next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.